Senior Story, Chapter 9, Hen Gone Missing. The farmer took Royal into his house. He made a large cage for him in the kitchen and fed him the finest grain. "You're staying with me for a while, Roy boy, and then I'll need to keep a close eye on what my hens do when they see you." Daily, the farmer was collecting 29 big, beautiful eggs, and one the size of a walnut. "I'm a disgrace," thought Henrietta, "a useless failure." Royal finally recovered. It was time to reintroduce him to the chicken yard. "Well, today's the big day, Roy boy," said the farmer. "It's time to face the flock. Let's hope for the best. I sure don't want to lose any of you, but if need be..." He pushed aside the thought of a trip to the butcher. Royal shuddered, but he was determined to stay alive. He was nervous. Would it be possible to become accepted by those whom he had treated so brutally? He remembered his first introduction with his proud speech and harsh voice. This time would be different. Horse pulled a cart into the barn. The hens were out feeding, but ran over to investigate. They couldn't see Royal, only a cage. Royal had pulled his wings tight against his body and made himself as small as possible, tucking his head underneath. The farmer set the cage on the ground without a word. Half the flock immediately scattered, but others stared curiously. "Why doesn't he move?" "He's dead." "No, he's just pretending. Beware." Royal remained motionless as the conversation continued. Those who had fled became curious when the others did not come out of the barn. Some peeked through the door. Others pressed their faces to the window. One ran away. Henrietta had bolted when she saw Royal and never stopped running until she reached the creek. Exhausted and frightened, she passed out and collapsed in the mud. No one noticed her absence until much later. 27, 28, 29, where's 30? Asked the farmer as he was closing everyone in for the night. Huddled together, near enough for Royal to hear, the hens babbled. "She ran out when she saw Royal. I don't blame her, poor thing. What if a hawk got her?" "It's my fault," sobbed an unfamiliar voice. All turned to see Royal's head hanging down, eyes filled with tears. No one slept well that night. Horse promised to go hunt for her, but he had no idea where to start. Royal was completely ignored amidst the heavy sadness which hung in the barn.